Greetings. It is I, the Great One himself, founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Been podcasting for 11 years. Have a martini in my hand right now. It's Sunday here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. I've been getting some shit done around the house. Been drinking some martini. Been dealing with fucking computer issues. I got an email message over on the YouTubes from one of my listeners. I wanted to respond to this. I have some other emails I need to respond to. I have a lot of shit I need to do. We've heard anyway. Focus. I have a lot of shit. I have so many things I need to do. Message says this: CLS, my cynicism goes beyond loathing of 99% of mankind, yet I haven't disagreed with you not once. I enjoy playing the hour-long videos and having them be background noise. Yep, that's me, noise. Yes. But let me ask you, how do you do what you do? Your YouTube views and subscriptions are horrible, but you continue to put out videos. I don't give two shits about YouTube economics, but... And this is a good question. This is a legitimate observation, and I can see how people run. So every once in a while, I get some stupid comment on YouTube about how, well, you're wrong because nobody's watched your video and shit. And it's like, look. So here's the question, and I also don't give two shits about YouTube economics. So let me just answer his question. His question is, how do you do what you do? Well, I do what I do because I'm right. Because I'm always right. Because I've always been right. Because I will always be right. Because I've never been wrong. Now, I don't really know for sure exactly the context of the question. For example, does he mean, how do I do what I do, even though I'm obviously not making any money on YouTube doing this, because I don't have subscriptions and hits. I'm not getting advertising. I can't do advertising anyway, because of course the theme song for Stating the Obvious is copyrighted material, so I can't make money on my YouTube channel. Even if I wanted to. So how do I do what I'm doing? Well, minimalism. I don't make very much money, and I spend less money than I make. So financially, that's how I do it. I don't spend a bunch. I heard... Now, again, I'm not. I 100% admit I am not up on things. Back when Michael W. Dean started the Freedom Fiends, when it was him and Nima Vedati, I listened to them pretty religiously. Ooh, Shoe on Head just uploaded a video. If you don't subscribe to Shoe on Head on YouTube, she's pretty funny. What's she doing? Questions for men answered by women. Oh my God. Oh, that's going to be good. She's kind of a libertarian chick. She's really cute, which is why she has all the followers. It's the thing Aaron Clary talked about, you know, guys following cute little conservative babes. Notice how I'm just completely fucking off topic now. God, welcome to my world. Squirrel! So anyhow, Shoe on Head. She's over on the YouTube. Her videos, she doesn't put out a lot of videos, and they're usually really short, so you could probably go through all of her videos in about 2 hours, if even that long. Anyhow, she's funny, and she's cute, and she's adorable. Okay, Shoe on Head. Before that, I was talking about can't make money because copyrighted. Before that, I was talking about something. The fuck was I talking about? Yes! Spending less money than you make. Michael W. Dean, Freedom Fiends, back when, Yes. All right. We're back on track. Back when Michael and Nima started the Freedom Fiends, I used to listen to it pretty religiously. I listened to almost every episode. And as it progressed, I lost touch with it. I haven't listened a lot. And I've only seen and heard little snippets here and there. And I want to put that out because so you understand that what I'm saying, I may not have the full information. And if I'm wrong about this, then that's fine. I'm totally okay with being wrong about this because I don't have the full information. And again, see, this is why I'm never wrong, because I'm telling you up front, I may not have the full information. This is the beauty of being me. This is the thing. You just have to be honest. You just have to admit when you don't know things. It amazes me just how the people around me think they know everything and they think they're so smart. And of course, global warming's real. Oh, fuck you. You know, you can barely do algebra. How in the fuck can you know about climate enough about climatology to declare that global warming is real? Well, because all real scientists say it's real. Oh, what's a real scientist? Well, a real scientist is somebody who believes in global warming. Oh, so all real scientists believe in global warming, and global warming is true because all real scientists believe in it. Oh, circular reasoning. Yes, it has nothing to do with Michael W. Dean. All right, anyway, I saw recently, so Michael is having some health problems right now. And I saw he had posted something. He was gone into Stefan Molyneux territory. He's begging for money. By the way, if you listen to this podcast and you don't pay me any money, you're stealing. It's my Stefan Molyneux impersonation. So Michael's asking for money to help pay his health bills, because what he had wrote in this particular little blurb I saw was that he had exhausted his savings on his own health care, but also on doing the Freedom Fiends radio show. And he had said that one of the things he spends money on is buying microphones and other equipment for the people who are the guest who are also on the Freedom Fiends radio show. And I just thought to myself, well, Michael, and again, you know, I've praised Michael W. Dean much in the past. He wrote a great book, User's Guide to the Human Experience. I have much praise for him. I have communicated directly with him in the past, not in person, but via the interwebs. I have disagreements with him, of course, because everybody has disagreements with everybody. As I've always said before, you should never agree with anybody 100% of the time. I have to hit buttons on the computer. Bear with me. Oh, let me do that. I need to do that. And I'm thinking, Michael, there's your fucking problem, dude. Why are you buying microphones for other people? If these other fucking people want to be on the goddamn radio and be on the fucking Freedom Fiend show, I think they can buy their own fucking microphone. Tell them to suck your dick, dude. Fucking man up. See, this is what I'm talking about when I talk about the fucking anarcho-capitalist sphere being infiltrated by social justice warriors and fucking manginas and all this other shit. It's like, dude, anarcho-capitalism doesn't mean buying microphones for other people. Tell the motherfuckers to go get a job and buy their own goddamn microphone. I mean, if you can't make if you're not capable of generating enough motherfucking economic value for other people and getting paid enough money to go buy your own fucking microphone, then you shouldn't be on a goddamn radio show that's supposed to be about anarcho-capitalism. Okay? End of fucking discussion. So how do I do what I do? I do what I do because I make a small amount of money and I spend less than I make. And therefore, I can financially afford to buy the small amount of equipment that we need to do this podcast, and we keep the equipment working. We don't buy new shit all the fucking time. And we do the goddamn podcast. That's how I afford to do it, if that's how I continue doing it financially, if that was the question. Now, if the question is, let me move my body. Very relaxed position right now. The question again is, how do you do what you do? Your YouTube views, subscriptions are horrible, but you continue to put out videos. If the question is, how do I do what I do, even though my YouTube views and subscriptions are very, very low? How do I do what I do, even though I'm not getting a significant amount of positive feedback from viewers? I can answer that also. First of all, I don't put a lot of effort into getting positive feedback on the YouTube because, and I'm still in shock to this day that my YouTube channel hasn't been banned yet. I cannot believe that my YouTube channel has been active this long without me getting flagged, banned, removed, censored, whatever. Man, that's a good martini. I need to hit the button and compile this software. Go. There we go. I don't put effort into the YouTube channel. I mean, I do the videos, and that takes some time, going through and putting the titles on and everything. It's really fucking annoying. And I upload them, and that's really about it. Because I expect at any moment, any fucking moment, my YouTube channel will be shut down. And it will not surprise me, and I'm not going to cry about it, because I expect it to happen. It's just like when the government comes to kill me. I expect this to happen. I expect to be shot by some cocksucker who gets paid by the government. When it happens, I mean, I'm going to shoot back, but I'm not going to be surprised. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe the government would do this to me. So certainly part of the reason why I don't have a lot of subscriptions. All right, go computer. I don't have a lot of subscriptions and views is because I don't put effort into garnishing those subscriptions and views. And if the question is, how do I do what I do despite the fact that I'm not getting a large amount of attention on the YouTube? The answer to that is because I'm not a woman, because I don't need attention. I don't need external validation. Right? I mean, if I am in a room with 1,000 people and I say 2 + 2 = 4, and all of them say no, 2 + 2 = 5, it doesn't matter. I don't need external validation. Right? It's just like with global warming. Look, how many people believe in global warming just because, not because they actually understand it or anything like that, it's just that they're terrified of disagreeing with the people around them because they so desperately need external validation. And my code is crashing. Fuck. Oh, the computer gods hate me today. All right, that compile just crashed. I gotta fix that. Because they need external validation. And don't get me wrong, I'm human like everybody else. Humans like external validation, and we all need, to an extent, external validation, okay? I don't believe it's possible to be a human and not need some type of external validation. Even a sociopath like Obama needs some level of external validation. But there's a scale. So on the scale of 0 to 10, and there's nobody who needs zero external validation, yeah, I'm probably like maybe a 2. Whereas most people, I would put them these days, depending who we're talking about, I mean, older people are lower, 4 or 5, you know. The millennials, the medicated generation, the dumbest generation ever, they're like a fucking 9.2. Anytime they're not getting attention on the fucking Facebook or the whatever it is, the Snapchat or the whatever the fuck they do nowadays, anytime they're not getting fucking validation and attention, oh man, their egos, they're in a crisis. So if the question is, how do I do what I do, even though I'm not getting attention and validation on YouTube, it's because I just don't care. I really don't. I don't care. Because I'm not, as I've said before, I don't do this podcast to convince other people, to persuade other people, to bring people to my point of view. I mean, none of this stuff. That's not why I'm doing this. Why I'm doing this right now. I've been doing this podcast for 11 years. I do this podcast simply because I enjoy it. Because I have fun talking about this stuff. And I want to do this. And yes, there are a few people who listen and, you know, they may agree with me, and that's fantastic. And I appreciate them. Even if I don't respond to your fucking emails, I appreciate you. And I know I got emails to respond to. I got a lot of shit to do. But I'm just doing this because I enjoy it. That's it. That's really it. There's nothing more to it. And so how do I do what I do? Simple. I do what I do because for me, this is a good time. This is fun. This is therapy. This is me enjoying the limited amount of life that I have to live, because one day I'm going to be dead. And that's another reason I don't stress over this shit. It's like, one day I'm going to be dead. And hey, at least there'll be something left of me. These podcasts will be left. Who knows? Maybe one day somebody will discover them and listen to them, and I'll be some kind of fucking great thinker from 200 years ago. Man, we found these podcasts on the internet. You remember that internet thing they used 100 years ago? We found these podcasts on there. Let's listen to these, you know? Who knows? Who knows what could happen? Who knows? So how do I do what I do? Well, I mean, that's it, man. It's just, it's truly a labor of love. It's just doing this shit because I enjoy it. All right, I'm going to go argue with my fucking computer some more and end up shooting myself in the face and drinking some more martini. All right, kiddos, I'll see you. And yes, there was no podcast on Friday. You are correct. And hopefully the next Stating the Obvious will be out on Wednesday, and I'll have the stuff I wanted to talk about, where I will continue my foray into exploring the intense desire for a significant number of people in the United States to start a race war with white men who, as we all know, are incredibly good at killing and enslaving other people. And therefore, you would think, if people were intelligent, they would not try to start a race war with the race that is the best at killing and enslaving other races. But then again, there's no accounting for intelligence, especially when you've circumvented natural evolution. Especially when you have circumvented natural selection. You end up with a large number of stupid people. People stupid enough to start a race war with the race that does the best job of killing, enslaving, and exterminating other races. Yep, statism. There's nothing quite like it for breeding stupid people.